Alors, on va commencer par la question.
I'll begin with the first question as to whether the use of solar energy is not going to lead to a risk of overexploitation, heightened overexploitation. If we had good quality land and abundant water, fresh water, then that would be fine. But the trouble is that the situation in our region is as it is. We have 70% of water which is salinated, and land is highly degraded. In well-defined areas, we have carried out pilot projects, and we have found that that has enabled us to harness better quality water and restore soil quality. You should also look at solar energy locally rather than more broadly. There are some very far-flung zones where people would like to engage in farming, but it may be impossible to get water and resources to them by other means because of the nature of the terrain and the cost in connection with that. There is a strong demand, moreover, for water and energy. We have strong demographic growth, and in some areas there is burgeoning a competition between domestic use and agricultural use, and solar could help out here. A further but no less important point is the notion of recovering salinated water and treating it using solar energy. We are in a region where we might be able to get 30% of our treated water from renewable sources as opposed to fossil fuels, and that is something that we have focused on with the Nexus with GWP. In terms of groundwater extraction and the strategy there, I didn't entirely understand, but the use of solar energy will help to reduce the amount of pumping. Because if you've got salty water, salinated water, you're going to have to deal with groundwater pumping. Solar energy is unavoidable, therefore, and offers, I think, an answer to the further question from the CWE representative. As you said, there's a need for end-to-end management, proper legal instruments, and so on. But, and also serious consideration given to the matter of subsidies. And I think if all that is done, we'll find that solar energy is essential. As you said, in terms of the need for energy, that goes for both the surface water and groundwater. Farmers are looking to increase productivity by improving their soil, and they might need energy to do this, but it's all is part.